think this is really, really disappointing, and it's dragged on for far too long. There was a major issue a number of years back, 3 years ago now, and at the end of that process, there was a commitment given by the government that there would be a purpose-built ferry, new ferry for the island of Tory to be serviced from Maharoti Pier with a €4 million price tag contained within. That was given clearly. It was part of an agreement that was reached and voted on by the islanders. And despite our concern at the time that that wasn't backed up by substance, we want to see it delivered. And 3 years on, we don't see even the first phase of that plan delivered. We don't have the appointment of consultants. We have no time frame as to when it's going to happen. And indeed, in the latest response we have the department now kind of blaming Donegal County Council because they say that it is dependent on works at Maharoti Pier, which Donegal County Council is in charge of. That's not acceptable. We need an urgency here, and we need to be respectful of the community of Tory, who deserve nothing less than that commitment fulfilled, which was a new ferry to take them in and out from the mainland to their homes.
As you said, the Minister for Rural and Community Development says a new breakwater at Maharoti Pier needs to be constructed before a new ferry can be designed. Do you believe that to be the only case?
No, look, this was all part of the same process. It was the breakwater and the ferry was to happen hand in hand. And the reality is, I think it's a bit rich for the government kind of passing the buck to Donegal County Council. At the end of the day, we were sick and tired of raising questions both about the breakwater and about the ferry. Both of these have to be given an urgency. We even as politicians sometimes don't know which minister even to ask the question to, because there's questions now as to who's in charge of this, whether it's the Minister for the Gaeltacht, which has responsibility for the Gaeltacht, as in Catherine Martin, or indeed the Minister for Rural and Islands, which is Heather Humphreys, which now has responsibility for the islands as of last year. So look, this has to be a government-led decision. There was a commitment made. Joe McHugh, who was sitting at the cabinet table at that time, talked about the delivery of this promise within 2 years. We said that that wasn't possible. We said that there was no money allocated to this. We said that this was nothing but a political spin. However, the commitment has been given, and it is our job in the opposition and in Sinn Féin to make sure that is delivered upon. So we want to see some progress. I could understand if there was some difficulties and a bit of delay, but the fact that we haven't even got off the starting block is simply not acceptable. And we have the Minister for the Gaeltacht, we understand, coming to the Gaeltacht next week, and I would be hoping that he would meet with the island community in relation to this, because this isn't the only commitment that has been reneged on 3 years on. We still have promises in terms of a fast ferry that still hasn't been delivered to that island as well, that would complement the larger vessel sailing in and out